Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday midweek reading featured on Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Aluna, tonight, and I'm always excited, always excited to bring the midweek news. We are in the atmosphere of the new moon of Taurus, which is now currently waning, maybe waxing. Okay, I'm not going to mess myself up here. Let's go ahead and jump into this reading. And by the end of this reading, I want to share some good news with you guys. I am now starting to become accustomed to being on Instagram, and I think it's only special to send out my support and say thank you to all the support I've been given by having a free reading weekend. So I'll tell you how to enter that. I'm going to have a little contest. So it's simple. It'll be very easy. But let's go ahead and jump into the midweek reading. So I have my cards here, and tonight I'm going to be using the Steampunk Tarot. I'll feature a picture on my Luna Tarot page. So let me start shuffling here. And I hope that everyone has been well with this fertile energy that we got with the new moon in Taurus, okay? This energy was supposed to promote growth within us, aspiring for greater things, financial resources. So now that we're in the middle of the week, let's see what the reading has to say for us. Okay. So the present position, all right, this reading looks a little interesting. So the present position is the Eight of Chalices. Chalices represents the turbulent waters of our emotions, how we feel, how we process experiences and information, people, personas, all through feelings, okay? So in the Eight of Chalices, the depiction here is of a student, someone who has mastered their craft. They have this machinery that they've been working on for an amount of time, and the machine can only go so far, you know? They've reached the precipice of this, you know, mechanism and can't develop it any further. It can't update any further. So we're witnessing this person, you know, lose not sort of interest, but it's an emotional maturity that they have now. It's time for them to move on. It is only the way for them to grow and become better at their craft, better at their skill. Okay, so this card depicts someone who perhaps you in your life right now, you've been feeling as if you're ready to move on from the rut of what you've been doing so routinely, whether that be a job, whether that be a relationship, whether that be, you know, a blog or something that you're keeping up with. You're thinking to yourself and you're feeling within yourself that you want to push it to the next level. And that's good. You know, sometimes we have to move on from things that we become so accustomed to, things that we feel so safe or have developed a routine within, to venture out and experience more. It's the only way for us to grow. So we're seeing this person in the card, a student of this machinery and an architect, and they've built it up to its completion. There's nothing more they can do or nothing more that the mechanism can do for the student to learn. So we're witnessing a transition here. So the present position is kind of saying whatever you've been coming from with this new moon energy, you've definitely been noticing that you want to move on. You want to experience greater things, and you want to aspire for better things in your life, which is good. So the next card, I'm witnessing a bit of drama here because it's the Tower card, and the Tower. If you know tarot, you know the Tower is kind of like one of those ooh kind of cards, because it always depicts, or it always symbolizes, you know, getting some abrupt message from the universe, and kind of the message that you've been putting off, but eventually it's going to find its way to smack you upside the head anyway. Okay, so let's talk about the depiction here. So we're witnessing a tower that's been erected from the earth. It's man-made, it's manufactured. Okay, so going back to the present position, perhaps this is something that in your craft, your job, your something that you're skilled at, an art form, but this tower that has been erected and was built to raise into the heavens, it's been smacked by a bolt of lightning and destroyed. So literally all that hard work you put in, everything that you've contributed to this endeavor, you know, it's been laid to waste. And the message behind this, okay, even though that the card is kind of saying that something abruptly is going to happen, it's going to shake up your world, you're going to get a different perspective. It could be as minimal as someone just telling you something and it really just like, whoa, well, I never thought of it like that. Or it could be something abruptly as you might be losing your job or losing something, because the sense in this card is of it being so abruptly just catastrophic and unexpected that it might really throw you off your feet. But there's a lesson in everything and a lesson in all these cards. And with this card, the lesson is to become accustomed to change, okay? Things change, situations don't stay the same, and sometimes the universe will cause that change, will cause it to be so catastrophic, so you will survive, you know, so you'll be placed in that survival position where you have to move on from it. You have to get up and pick up, you know, what's left of what you have around you and make use of that to carry on. So in the first two cards, we're definitely witnessing a transition here. You're going to be receiving a message soon if you haven't already. But don't fret, okay? Let's see what the rest of this reading or these cards have to say. And let's see what's going on. So the next card that I'm seeing here is Judgment, okay? And the Judgment, it's not what you think of being judged, but the Judgment card is a card about answering to your soul's purpose, answering to your soul's calling. In the depiction of the Judgment, we see an angel that's blowing a horn, or in my deck, playing a musical instrument, and the people are raising up from the dead. They're raising from their mundane life, their sort of their cocoons, you know, their bodies, actually feeling more alive. They're coming more to life and authentically being who they are. So I think this card, going together with this reading, it really might be talking to someone who is in the more holistic field, feeling like they want to take on pursuing something more holistically or spiritually, meditation, yoga, even a hippie. You know, if you want to just go out there and answer to that calling, you can only deny for so long. And I know that in our society, in many societies, there is a rubric to how you're supposed to live. You're supposed to go to school, get a degree, get a good job, raise a family, and that's just the norm. But so many times that's not a lot of our calling, or that's not the calling that belongs to a lot of us. You know, we have different spiritual paths, and a lot of us are spiritual, and that entwines within our world. So this card is beseeching you, calling out to you, raring through the vibrations and the sense of this existence to wake up and be authentically yourself. You know, go after what you want. You know, don't just do it because you think, oh, there's a ton of money in this at the end of it, or this is what I want to do to appear more beautiful or more popular, or this or that and the third. If you're using variables to, you know, complete your happiness, then it's those things are futile and they can be erased, as we see within the Tower card, okay? We're talking about something just as much as you can accumulate, it can all be taken away. So now we move on to our next card, which is the Disenpassed Foundation that I'm seeing here, and it's the Two of Swords. Now, Swords represents our intellect, our logic, how we process information, ideas, decisions, choices. So in this depiction, we're seeing a woman that she's standing, like she's performing this like tightrope maneuver in my deck, and she has these two swords in which she is suspended between, and she's wielding the two swords. And the swords represent a choice. But she's blindfolded, so she's playing ignorant to the choices that she's faced with, and she hasn't moved, okay, because, again, she's in this position of, like, balancing, performing a balancing act, so she hasn't moved, she hasn't taken a step in either direction, and she's just waiting, you know, and that's not a really good thing to be so stagnant about, because this card also hints at maybe issues surrounding you right now or a choice that you definitely need to make soon that you're not really paying attention to. A lot of times when I get this card, I think of like health, or I think of like problems or situations that, you know, we put off or say, oh, it's not that important, or I can take care of it later, and we just kind of like hold that sword, or we don't come to a conclusion about a lot of things because we just don't want to focus on it. But this card reminds us that eventually it's going to come to us, and the problems don't go away. Remember the Tower card. Don't have whatever situation this is come smack you upside the head, okay? Seriously. That's not good. but that is what I'm seeing with this card. It definitely hints at you're in this place where you're unsure if you should make this as your, you know, the holistic pursuit or your authentic calling to follow that in your life. But let's see what the rest of the reading has to say and if it answers that question. So the card that follows after that is the Six of Chalices. Now, again, Chalices represents our emotions, how we deal with things, how we process memories, feelings, you know. So in this card, we're witnessing an act of innocence and generosity. So in the depiction, we're seeing two children, a young man, and he is generously offering this chalice to a young girl. Now, what I love about this card, and I think so beautiful about this card, is it reminds us that once upon a time, all of us were children, and all of us had that naivety and honesty and trustfulness in the world and other people. You know, how easy was it to just go up to some kid, you know, well, maybe not today, but back when I was young, to go up to somebody and just be like, oh, I got this, want to be my friend? You know, and it's just like, you're friends. But nowadays, it's like a bit more ritual, and, you know, it's so much that contributes to being the authentic friend for so many different people. We all have our meanings for that. But in this card, this card is calling to you to think back to a time where your childhood and your imagination and your just liveliness, that naivety, because when we get older, we tend to become more jaded. We tend to become more security oriented. You know, oh, this person is being too nice. What do they want from me? Oh, this person is offering something. What do they want to return? And a lot of times, some people are just simply being nice. Sometimes you simply need to be nice, you know. Don't always go out after people or interact with people because you want something. Have something to give in return. So I really think this is a beautiful card. Like I said, just reminds me of it. It also hints at nostalgia too. So thinking back to better times and using those memories to propel you forward, okay? Now, the final card, what I'm seeing here, is the Ace of Chalices. This has been a really watery reading. So there are a lot of emotions going on here, a lot of feelings. We're processing. And that's good, because if you're not feeling, then you're not human. Just straight up, okay? So with the final result, the Ace of Chalices, this is the beginning. This is you really getting into your intuitive, empathic feeling, feel good, feel bad, feeling it all, understanding your feeling, maybe even articulating your feeling. This is an artistic card as well. So you're constantly fulfilled in what you're doing, and you're feeling more authentically like yourself. What I love about this card and then its interpretation is It's often depicted as a fountain or an ever-running, all-fulfilling a fountain. So it fulfills itself. And a lot of times we seek out as people and we seek out other things to fulfill us. Oh, if I accumulate this, if I have this, if I'm doing this, if I'm living like this. But is it authentically what makes us happy? Does it really fulfill us? Or is it just accumulating stuff? So this card also speaks towards a more spiritual nature as well, following your heart, because in that, that's where you'll find your greatest joy and your most authentic joy. So now we get, so that was my reading. I hope it was very helpful. Now we're going to move on to me telling you about my free reading giveaway for this weekend. So here's the contest. I'm going to give you a password on this show. So if you're listening to this show and you've been listening this long, you're going to up your chances to get a free reading from me. So here's the thing. I am on Instagram at Aluna Tarot, okay? So to enter, you just have to follow me and basically inbox me that you want to be in the contest for the reading. I'll write everyone's screen name down, and then I'll draw, like, it from a hat or something. I'll do something funky so we can get some fairness to it. And, yeah, that's basically all you have to do. Just follow me on Instagram, write my email, write my inbox, and just say I want a reading. And the password, I'll tell you the password. It's Moonshine. Moonshine, that's a good one. Okay, Moonshine, just write that in the inbox, and I'll put you, like, in the top ranking. So you'll definitely be able to up your chances of winning that free reading with me. And it'll be done by email, so it'll be a three-card. Maybe I'll do five cards, but I'll focus on three cards for now. Three-card reading, and, yeah, I need to get my tarot reading EXP up, so help me out. And I want to up on my followers, too. So with that, I want to wish you a good night. I hope my reading was helpful, and I hope this was entertaining as well as insightful. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.